When Hamas attacked Israel last October 7th, the world changed. The massacre had an impact on the hearts, minds, and experiences of Jews everywhere. Zibby Owens's new anthology, On Being Jewish Now, Reflections from Authors and Advocates, is a window into that experience. With more than 70 meaningful, smart, funny, sad, emotional, and inspiring essays from writers, actors, artists, and religious leaders, On Being Jewish Now is a time capsule containing a wide range of voices from around the world. I was part of a group chat with 30 other women authors, all co-founders of Artists Against Antisemitism, and felt so much solace and community from our discussion threads, Owens, who edited the book, told the journal. I felt like I was so lucky to be a part of it and how great it would be if everyone else could hear all of our stories and feel less alone. On June 30th, Owens messaged the group's Instagram chat and shared her idea for this book. The anthology idea came to me as a way to do something when it seemed everything was going in the wrong direction, she said. I needed to uplift voices. On Being Jewish Now's ebook and audiobook, with the stories read by the contributors, were published on October 1st to coincide with the one-year anniversary of October 7th. The trade paperback will be available November 1st. All profits will be donated to Artists Against Antisemitism, a 501(c)(3) group founded in the aftermath of October 7th. Their mission is to raise awareness of antisemitism, promote education about Jewish history and culture, and work to help build a kinder, brighter, more understanding future. I want this book to start a movement, said novelist and podcast host Owens, who is founder of Zibby Media and Zibby Bookshop, among other endeavors in advocacy. We can't be intimidated to be silent. Now is the time to speak up. And I want others to become allies by reading and understanding us and our lived experience. On Being Jewish Now starts with Owens's intro, Why We Are All Here. The anthology's 75 contributors include Mark Feuerstein, Jill Zarin, Steve Letter, Joanna Rakoff, Amy Efron, Lisa Barr, Annabelle Gerwich, Daphne Merkin, Bradley Tusk, Sharon Bruce, Jenny Mullen, Nicola Krauss, Caroline Levitt, and many others. The common thread throughout the essays, resilience and humor, is something to which all Jewish people can relate, no matter where they are in the world. For his essay, critically acclaimed novelist and composer David K. Israel wrote a send-up of the Ten Commandments, Covenant. The anti-Zionism sentiments on dating apps after October 7th was rather horrifying for me, to the point where I deleted the apps and more or less stopped dating altogether, Israel told the journal. The pain of what I was seeing on those apps was so traumatic, I turned to comedy to help me stay afloat, which is the Jewish tradition, right? Israel's story is from the point of view of the Israelites as they receive the Ten Commandments but have lawyers present and send back a redlined redraft, he said. I got so much out of the experience of writing a little comedy piece, I kept going and wrote a whole new, comedic novel. Israel called being involved with On Being Jewish Now life-changing. I hope the book helps all those who are struggling, who feel a bit hopeless and alone, post-October 7th, I sure did until Zibby reached out, Israel said. Now I have 60 new friends and the email chain alone between all us authors has really helped me dig out from under the weight of all this. When Owens asked Israel to contribute, he said it was a no-brainer, a sentiment shared by others. Contributor Beth Ricanati said the collection represents the spectrum of ideas and emotions that each author has felt since October 7th. Ricanati, author of Braided, A Journey of a Thousand Challahs, has been making challah with others as a means to build community since her book came out. She started these workshops before COVID and continued in virtual, and then back to in-person, settings. The activity has become even more meaningful and more encompassing in the last year. Since October 7th, I have purposely strived to make challah with a broad set of people, both Jewish and non-Jewish, Ricanati told the journal. That is what her story, titled, Braiding Ourselves Together, One Challah at a Time, is about. Not only was I honored to be asked to contribute, but I also saw this opportunity as both an obligation to stand up and as a privilege to be able to stand up. Ricanati said the breadth and scope covered in the book offers a way for anybody to better understand the experiences of the Jews in the last year. on being Jewish now is great, for it mirrors the human condition writ large, she said. We are all different. How we experienced October 7th and its aftermath is different. And thus readers will experience a moment captured in time in all of its scope. Learn more at ZibbyOwens.com and theartistsagainstantisemitism.com.